Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. This we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from star to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Monday, May the 7th. Monday, May the 7th of 2018, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Brothers, today, my sisters, we want to continuing leading up to the next pay-per-view series, which we'll probably start around the middle of the month. We're going to move it back a little bit because we've got the book club starting. So everybody hopefully has the book standard. We'll have our first meeting Friday afternoon at 7:30 p.m. Central Time to go over the preference. The preference, the intro, chapter 1 and chapter 2 of the book, The Standard, Where God and Science Meet. And today we want to talk about how God and science meet so that way you understand the exact step by step process of creating your reality. Now, this is extremely important because when we talk about creating your reality, it's very difficult for us to understand how that's possible. But most people think that we're just helpless, we're just here going through life, and we're at the whims of a dictator or a creator that has, you know, set things in order. And that is true. But the same way I explained the way the dog that I have has free will, although it is limited to the area in the backyard. So the dog has free will to go anywhere it wants to go as long as it's within the confines of the fence, meaning there is freedom of expression in a limited area. We have that same freedom of expression in a limited area. Now, what's really important for us is to understand how this freedom of expression in this limited area operates. And so everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, whether you're listening live or you catch the show and record it, message later, it's important to understand the freedom of expression in this limited area. So we all have free will, although the free will is limited. And so today's message is to help you understand how, based upon scripture and based upon science, this free will that you have allows you to establish your reality in real life. The Bible says it this way in Matthew, which is our primary text for today. In the book of Matthew chapter 18, it breaks down the way by which you and I create our reality. And the thing that blows my mind is that this works so well that it is dangerous, which is why I understand why it's not taught. I understand why Yahushua taught in parables, because Yahushua understood that there are certain things that maybe people shouldn't know. Because if everybody knew what I'm getting ready to share with you today, people would be using it the way that the dark side uses it to create stuff that hurts, harms, or limits other people that don't know. And it's really important that you understand where two or three are gathered together in my name, the scripture talks about something happens. Now, Matthew chapter 18, verse 17, we'll start with 18:17. Our primary text today is verse 20. So this is the biblical reference of a scientific phenomenon that allows you to create your own reality. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 17, "And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be upon thee as a heathen man and a publican." So if what I'm getting ready to tell you, the church is the kirka is the circle is the cell is the base cause of all reality in the biology. Biologically, whatever is the condition of the cell is the condition of the body. So you should eat for your cells, your blood cells. So everything that we're talking about is cellular level. So the Bible says this is the church represents the cell. So whatever you do on the church represents the entire spiritual reality. Whatever you do to your cells represents your entire biology. If I want to know anything about the condition of my religion, I just look at the condition of the church. If I want to know anything about the condition of my body, my biology, I need to look at the condition of my cells, because each cell represents the kirka. So we're supposed to do something to the church if there's a problem. We're supposed to take it to the church. We're supposed to take it to the cell. We're supposed to look at the cell of the church to understand the condition. Bad cells, bad body, bad churches, talking to a heathen or a publican. Verse 18 says, Matthew 18 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whosoever shall be loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Matthew 18:18 is saying that whatever happens spiritually happens physically. So whatever happens physically affects what happens spiritually. So as above, so below. As the spirit, so is the body. So esoterically and scientifically, that's all proven through the hermetic laws of polarity. Whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the right. Heaven represents your head, the crown chakra. Earth represents your genitalia or your root chakra. So it says that whatever you bind on earth, root chakra, shall be bound in heaven, crown chakra. Whosoever shall loose something on earth, root chakra, it also shall be loosed in your head or in heaven, crown chakra. Now, that's a seven-hour series within itself. Verse 17 is a seven-hour series. Verse 18 is a seven-hour series. Let's look at verse 19. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 says, "Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven." This is the creative formula biblically. Verse 19 of Matthew chapter 18. And verse 20 is going to drive it home. So let's break this down. In the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, it says, "Again," meaning that, okay, I said it before, "again, I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth." So, as touching anything. So, if two of you, now we know that this is taught traditionally that if two people come together, spiritually, this is saying if your conscious and your subconscious can come together. So, what the Bible is saying is what science has been saying for years. Your imagination or your creative power that you have within you is based upon the ability, as I've been saying for 25 years, for your head and your heart to come together if they can touch. Nothing is impossible when that happens. If you can experience your heart's desire through or in your image nation, your picture nation, your pixel nation, your pixel or pictures nation cells, a plethora or group of cells, all of your blood cells in your body, all of your cells in your body, if they all come together, they are a nation. If they all have the same image, your image nation, we call it imagination. If your imagination, if your head, your heart, and your gut, as we will determine here in a few minutes, could all have the same pictures inside of each church, if every church has the same vision, there will be nothing that will be impossible to the church. If you, as a circle or a cell, if every cell in your body has the same pixels or picture, there is nothing that is impossible to your body. Your imagination, your soul, your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect is unlimited. It is only limited by you. If you can imagine something, you can achieve something. Now, that's extremely difficult for us to wrap our brain around because we all have imagined something that did not happen. We all have imagined something that did. But we need to break down how what you imagine manifests in your reality because most of us have not been taught biblically or scientifically how to take something that's in a wave state and make it collapse into a particle state. That's physics. So getting back to the Bible, it says that in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, if two shall agree. So the first problem is your head and your heart does not agree. Your subconscious and your conscious does not agree. The left hemisphere and the right hemisphere does not agree. we have cognitive dissonance. Your left hand and your right hand does not agree. So the first step to creating your reality is your head and your heart must agree. And it must agree on earth in your root chakra, meaning it has to agree from the three chakras down instead of the three chakras up. Because it is in the earth or the ground or the root chakra where you plant the seed or the thought so that way it can grow. So if you have a thought in your head and in your heart, but if you don't plant it in your gut, in other words, if that same thought is not in your gut to produce the electrical charge, the same way lightning works, the lightning works because there is something in the gut that draws the thing that's in the heart to produce a charge. You call it, or I call it, chemistry. So it is what I call a toe-curling experience. Some people call it love. Some people call it the ability to evolve. See, when you go into your imagination, you are actually performing an action. But we were not taught that our brain takes the experience of the imagination as an actual event. And it starts a three-dimensional creative process to control a four-dimensional space-time reality. Now, physics state that. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I didn't understand. And I was creating stuff in my reality because it was maintained in my unconscious mentality. I was creating stuff in my reality because it was maintained in my unconscious mentality. I didn't know. Nobody told me. I didn't know the creative formula or process. I had studied and took all the self-help, and they told me about vision boards and mantras, and they told me about wanting something. They told me about waking up and saying it to myself. They told me nothing about that the two or three that are gathered together had nothing to do with other people. I thought that I needed other people to endorse my dream. I didn't know that my conscious, my subconscious, and my unconscious was the two or three that must be gathered together in his name. And the name is the four chambers of the heart. The fifth letter is the walls of the heart. So if my heart, if my head, if my gut, those three, when they come together, that creates my reality. That is the esoteric parable, or esoteric and the exoteric meaning of Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and 20. Now, the problem is what I just stated still will escape your reality because we don't understand that the brain does not, cannot determine if what you are imagining is real or false. It doesn't know not to act upon your fears. It doesn't know. So you bring about from a two-dimensional fear into a three-dimensional world using four-dimensional physics. But we are not taught that our inner conversations confirm or deny our imagination or our soul. Now, the soul is made up of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. So those five things make up one piece of the puzzle. So when you go into your imagination, you must make sure that you are actually performing the actions that you are hearing in your head and that you are feeling in your gut. So when I go into my imagination, we call it visualization these days, if I close my eyes and if I imagine myself driving a new car, but in my head I have reason and logic that states I can't afford a new car, but and in my gut I have a feeling that says I'm not worthy of a new car, I will never, ever have that new car. Because the two do not agree. And the three, that three-stranded cord that's not easily broken, it's not there. That scripture in Matthew has nothing to do esoterically with other people. Now, it has something to do exoterically, but remember Yahushua taught in parables. He said, for some people, he always pulled his disciples to the side, and he told them the eso, the inside meaning. He taught to the general public the exo, the outside meaning. I am pulling you to the side, and I am teaching you the eso, not the exo. So exo, people don't understand what I'm saying, but esoterically, you should understand. The reason why your reality is not being controlled by your mentality is because the two, your conscious, subconscious, and the unconscious, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the three are not one. You don't have Trinity. Now, the Trinity, again, you could talk about the Trinity out there, another subject for another time, but I'm talking about the Trinity in here. Now, I've never heard this taught inside of a traditional Helios Biblios environment. That's the reason why you can go to church for 30 years and your shizness will never change. I see it every day. I know people that sit in the same church, same row, and been going to that same church, and their lives never change. Why? They don't understand this what I'm telling you right now. If you could understand this, in 30 days, your life will be changed. Like I said before, you never change your environment or your group. You change your mentality, and your mentality changes your reality. I've been doing this for a very, very long time, and because it works so effectively, I will continue to do it. Now, let me make sure you understand. See, you must enter into prayer. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. Some people call it meditation. I don't like that word because it has a new age ambiance to it. And now everybody thinks meditation is going somewhere, sitting down, closing your eyes, crossing your leg, and saying, Now, I'm not saying that dog don't hunt, but I got a dog that hunts a lot better. See, the words, your inner conversations that you have with yourself, seeds that's been planted inside of your imagination. So the Bible says to bring every thought into captivity. So first of all, you got to do that. So you can sit in fear in meditation. So your inner dialogue must align with your heart, and your heart must align with your gut. That's how you create your reality. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statements, because right now, as I'm speaking to you, your imagination is running buck wild. Maybe not you, but, you know, people that you know. And so they have to, the two, preferably three, have to be gathered together. So Matthew chapter 19, it says that, I say unto you again, if two of you shall agree on earth, touching anything, whatever you can touch. Now, can you touch anything that you can't see? Heavenly Father, touch the minds, hearts, wills, emotions, imaginations of your people. Can you touch what you can't see? The only way you can touch it is if you can see it. Remember, you can't be what you can't see. Since you can't see yourself being wealthy, you can't touch it, you cannot manifest it. If you can't see yourself being healthy, you can't touch it. If you can't see yourself being wise, you can't touch it. If you can't see yourself in a great relationship, you can't touch it. You cannot touch. A blind man cannot touch unless he's being led and somebody takes his hand, because he can't see. The blind leading the blind. That's what's going on. That's why your reality is hit and miss, because there is no pixels in your imagination. Now, remember, based upon science, the observer determines what is observed. If the image is maintained in the brain, it must manifest in the hand. What you do in your imagination is the instantaneous creative act, the process of imaging a nation is how God works. If you could understand the importance of that statement, when you are performing a imagination, when you are doing visualization, when you're thinking about something, if you open your eyes and you just walk around and engage in your normal activities, your normal affairs, if you can maintain a mental image in your brain, and if you can add clarity, confidence, certainty, and competency, that must manifest in your life. If you can maintain your inner conversation and your visual images the same, if you can say, if the mental dialogue, not verbally, now remember, when you read out loud, how are you reading and how are you hearing? If you close your eyes and I say elephant, you ain't even got to close your eyes. I can say, I'm saying the word elephant right now, and there's a mental picture of an elephant in my brain. How is that happening? That's how you create. Let me make sure you understand the power of what it's saying in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. See, when you can put a mental image in your brain, that is the process of making or creating. As a three, I do this all day. See, you have the ability to take then and now and make it there and here. See, you don't take your reality and place it in somebody else's mentality. No, you bring that here. You don't take here there. See, most of us, we are trying to take here there. That's called destination addiction. No, you need to bring there here. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. You need to bring there here. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. You need to bring whatever's out there, you need to bring it here now. You see, as long as wealth is out there, it can never be in here. See, you will never go. You cannot. You're not a human getting. You are a human being. So according to Matthew chapter 18, let me read it again. Now, we started with verse 17, but we haven't even got to the good part yet. But Matthew 18, verse 19 says, Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, again, I say unto you, if two shall agree on earth, if your left brain and your right brain, left hemisphere and right hemisphere, can agree and drop it down into the earth, your gut, and touch it with your mind's eye, your visualization, your imagination, that thing that you ask, it shall be done for you. How? It shall be done for them by the Father, which is in heaven. So your Father is in heaven. The word heaven means heave up, or it means high up. So that means crown chakra. That means the cranial, the 12 cranial nerves that come together that form what they call the circle of Willis in biology. Now, scientists have proven, and I have this inside of my book, Neurotheology, Neurons of God. I also have this inside of my book, Neurotheology and Nutrition. You have to put it in your mind before you put it in your mouth. What you put in your mouth means nothing. What you put in your mind means everything. See, what you eat is the results of what you think. So if I can change your thinking, I can change your eating. Now, let me make sure you understand, because, see, what you eat affects what you feel. So if I want to create my reality, I need exactly what it says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. I need to take two things, and I need them to activate the third thing, and then the Father, which is in heaven, will bring that into reality. Then Matthew verse 20. This, my brothers and sisters, if you got pen and paper, you want to write this down. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 says something that will change your life forever. Now, before I read, I need you to understand that whatever you experience in your imagination is the actual creative process. That's actual what we call the spirit realm. That's the fifth dimensional physics. We live in a three-dimensional reality that uses four-dimensional space, time, mass, matter, physics. But there is a fifth element called plasma. So in the plasma or etheric realm, That's the wave physics, according to physics. Whatever in the ether, all things exist in what they call a state of superpositioning. That means, like, let me prove it to you. I think you are blank. Your husband thinks something else about you. Your children think. Everybody you know has a different image of you that is a different reality of you. They all exist simultaneously. Right now. Right now, there's somebody at your job that thinks you're fat. There's somebody else at your job that thinks you're skinny. There's somebody else at your job that thinks you're nice. There's somebody else at your job that thinks you're mean. There's your children that thinks you're a great mother. There's your children that thinks you're a great father. You have another sibling. You have a brother that thinks something totally different. Everybody has a different view, a different perception. That perception is their reality. It's not yours. You have a different view of you than everybody else. How many versions of you are there right now? Are they not all valid? Do they not all exist? Right now, as I'm speaking to you, there's at least 20 or 30 different versions of you, depending upon the number of people that know you. This is how somebody could end up like Kanye West. Because there are so many different versions of him. If he listens, if he goes to Twitter, his Twitter account, there's, from what I understood, the dude had like 20 million followers, or how many million followers. What if he read all of those different perceptions of him? He's going to get confused. He don't even know which one he really is. I don't know if you understand how dangerous that is. Have you watched the movie Split? How does your personality split into multiple personality disorder? Because all of those different versions of you, you are entertaining. And if you entertain those different versions, your version of you is going to be changed to somebody else's version of you. And then you're going to forget because you got too many minds. Too many minds. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I'm not saying that they are real. I'm just saying that they all exist. Because, remember, the observer determines. The way I view you is the way I see you. The way you view you is the way you see you. My imagination controls my reality. Your imagination controls your reality. Each one is a seed that is being planted inside of your brain. Each seed has its own appointed time for it to grow. Your five senses play a huge role in how you create your reality. Now, nothing is impossible from the perspective of our understanding. Why? The Bible says with God, all things are possible. What does that mean? With God, with your God-ordained destiny, with your God-ordained design, nothing is impossible. As long as you're not operating in your design, you are not connected to God's mind. Therefore, you're limited. If you ever connect with your destiny, if you were ever to actually connect with your God-ordained destiny, you would be connected with God's mind. Then nothing would be impossible. That's what Jesus was saying. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. To the degree that you are separated from God's mind is the degree that you don't understand your design or your destiny. So my job is to assist you with understanding your design. That way you are connected with God's mind. And so Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, says this, Matthew 18:20, for where two or three, so now we got a third element. So Matthew 19 was talking conscious, subconscious. Matthew 20 says, okay, Matthew 19, if I can get your subconscious brain and your conscious brain together, you a bad mamma jamma. One standing alone, easily defeated. Two standing back to back can conquer. But three, come on somebody, but three. If you was to ever in your life get your head, your heart, and your gut on the same freaking page, you would be a bad mama jamma. But the enemy knows that. He would never allow that to happen. The Bible says it this way. For where two or three are gathered together inside my name. Now remember, according to the ancient text, the Nag Hammadi text that was again reinterpreted by Dr. Greg Braden inside of his book, The Secret to Prayer. If you was to understand that book that Dr. Greg Braden wrote, also he wrote a book called The Isaiah Effect, where they did a scientific experiment where they put 200 people together in New York. They have them pray for a war that was going over in Oakland, and then they pray for the Middle East. This is called, again, The Isaiah Effect, or mass consciousness, meaning I can affect and control reality with a group of people. They pray for peace, all of the gangs stop fighting, the war stops. They stop praying, the gangs start back to fighting, the war started back. This is scientifically proven. So there's a war going on in your head right now. You don't know whether to go left or, you know, how do you make decisions? People ask me all the time, brother, I don't know what to do. Okay, let me tell you how to know what to do. If you know this, when you make a wrong decision, it will be the right decision. If you do this, all things will work together for your good. When you lose, you win. If you can do this. If you can do Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, when you lose, you win. When you win, you win. Then you can walk around with all confidence. When you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you will fear no evil. This is why I don't have fear. This is why I'm not afraid to make decisions. Because I don't know, even if I make the wrong decision, all things, the universe will take all everything that the devil meant for evil and turn it around for my good. I don't know if y'all don't understand. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. I know people that wrestle with decisions. I don't understand. Now, I do understand because I know that you don't understand what I understand. What do I understand? I know that all things work together for my good. I know that where two or three are gathered together inside of the name of God, there I am in the midst of them. I know that. Now I need you to understand what that means according to physics. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 is the verse you must memorize, and you must memorize it in the way by which the esoteric ancient folks knew before it was changed or not taught any longer. Where two, your head and your heart, or three, your head, your heart, and your gut, are gathered together in my name, Yah-Heh-Vah-Heh. But you got to activate the walls of the heart because that pumps the blood. Chum-chum, 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 chum-chum. The walls of your heart makes the same Aramaic letter for the English word shin, which means teeth, which means power. Your heart is not activated, my brother. Your heart is not activated, my sister, meaning your toes are not curled, meaning you don't like what you do. That's why I don't do shiznits, unless my heart is in it. Now, I'm not saying I don't go through life and there are certain things I don't go. My wife likes fishing, I don't. But when I go fishing, I go because I love my wife. So my heart ain't in fishing. But my heart is with my wife. Therefore, I can engage in that activity. Let me make sure you understand. Because right now you're doing things you don't love. You're not activating the teeth or the shin. Now, I have a book that explains physics, and I have a book that explains the Aramaic and the Samaritan and the Texas Receptus meaning of Yah-Heh Shin Vah-Heh. Everybody has Jehovah. That dog does not hunt. You need Yah-Heh Shin Vah-Heh. Don't believe me? Please go to Google and type it in. Please. I got 10 grand if you can prove me wrong. I'm begging you to type it in. Without the shin, you cannot win. The enemy knows that you don't know that. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. That's why when God appeared to Moses, he said, hey, dog, I need your name, homie. He says, I am that I am. That's it. It's Asher, Ayah, Asher. That's it. That's all you need. But the enemy knows that that's not been taught. Okay, Doc, what do you mean? What's not been taught? Verse 21 says, then Peter came unto him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? So sin has replaced shin. See, the writers took out jots and tittles. That's why Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away before one jot and one tittle. Go to the ancient text. Those jots and tittles are there. How come they're not in the King James Bible? Can somebody please explain that to me? I can't wait. I got to go on. I would like to be able to wait and allow you to explain that to me, not you, but people that you know. But let me make sure you understand. Peter came to him and he said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say unto thee, until seven times, but until 70 times 70. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king. Now let me make sure you understand what that means. Jesus is saying, dude, you can't do nothing without the shin. Now, the word sin, there's also a god named Sin, which means moon, which means lunatic, which is a whole other study for another time. That prevents you from oscillating or vibrating inside of the three-stranded cord that's not easily broken. What three-stranded cord? Well, outside, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Inside, conscious, subconscious, unconscious. Everybody know about the conscious brain. Everybody know about the subconscious brain. Very few know about the unconscious brain. So if you don't have, the creative formula is this. If anybody wants to control their reality, please, today is May the 7th. April, May, what's up to May? June. By June the 7th, if you can do this, whatever you put in your head that is activated by the shin in your heart, that is verified by the intuition in your gut, I guarantee you in 30 days it manifests in your life. Less than 30 days. Takes 21. Guaranteed. I've been doing it all my life. We'll continue. The only way, as it said, remember, the prince of Persia, remember, Daniel prayed, and his prayer was answered immediately. But Daniel said, hey, well, how come, where was it at? The archangel Michael said, the prince of Persia, dude, I was fighting him to bring you your answer. That the prince of Persia is the prince of the air. It got to get through the atmosphere. But you got to act as if. Now, remember, according to physics, the brain, if you don't believe physics, go to a movie, watch Amityville Horror, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I don't know, what's that one where old boy Hannibal Lecter was, you know, eating people's skin. Watch the most gross, scary movie you can, and then I want you to maintain the disposition like you're watching a Kevin Hart or if you're watching Comic View. I want you to go watch a scary movie, and I want you to laugh uncontrollably and then film yourself and so that way I can send you some money. You can't do it. Why? The brain is going to release chemicals in your body because pixels, that's what the Bible says, you should have no graven image. Look it up in the Greek and in the Aramaic. In the Septuagint, what does that word mean? It means pixel. It means imagination. You cannot imagine. You cannot have nothing in your imagination that doesn't not align with your God-ordained destiny. Right now you do. That's why your dogs don't hunt, Brother Will. So God has designed me to be a compassionate guy. I got an image in my brain that says I ain't going to be no compassionate guy because when I was in the hood, you compassionate, you get your ass whooped. So I created an image that goes against what the Bible says, you should have no graven image before my name. because you cannot create your reality unless your reality aligns up with God's mentality. If your reality does not align with God's mentality, guess what happens? Your ticket is going to be punched. As in, you are not going to produce what you are designed to produce. Now, let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying. Brothers and sisters, your life that you're living right now is based upon the unconscious fears that you are emanating right now. Fear overrides faith on this dimension because fear is not known. Fear for most people is unconscious. Most people are living their fears. They're not living their faith. Now, that is very difficult unless you understand physics, because we are living in a low vibrational, low frequency world. See, God created the earth and all that is in it. Then God said it was good. So God created the earth and all that is in it. So God must have, before anything was created, he must understand the process of creation. So God created everything that exists from substances that don't exist. God spoke, thought, used what I'm explaining to you, imagination, consciousness. So his words and his thoughts brought everything into being out of himself. Everything that you perceive is made of one substance that I explain inside of my book, again, The Standard. That one substance, we call it God. We call it thinking stuff. We call it the ether. We call it mass. We call it matter, or it produces mass and matter. So behind everything is energy, and that energy is expressed through a word, and that word creates worlds. All the scientists, all the medical community, everybody on earth, they all analyze various chemicals that produces various chemistry. Feelings change. Chemistry don't. Everything in the body is made up of chemicals that produces chemistry. Without these molecular blocks that put together, it doesn't form what we call mass or matter of life. So your reality is the result of your chemistry, and your chemistry is the result of your feelings, and your feelings is the result of your thoughts, and your thoughts is the result of the ether, what we call God. So if you could just understand God, God said that his creation was good. That's what God said, at least the God in Genesis 1. So we got to understand that maybe that statement is being misunderstood. Because if we think about it, God said that after he created everything, he said that on the sixth day he rested. God has given you and I something called limited free will, where you get to choose the states that you wish to occupy. It's called a mental disposition. God does not predetermine your mental disposition. God just predetermines the environment that mental disposition is in. God predetermined my height. He predetermined my skin color. He predetermined my geographical location. I did not determine. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is thought or imagination. God imaged a nation. He imagined a nation. God, or the image of this world, was in the mind of God. It was expressed through the words of God that produces the world, the W-H-I-R-L. We call it blood cells, or we call it scalar or toroidal energy. That swirl, that world you call a chakra, that produces your mass or your matter or your reality. But it all comes from the Word. Psalm says it this way: the entrance of thy Word unfolds light. Let me make sure you understand how you create your reality unknowingly. You're not controlling your words, brothers. not the words that you speak, but the words that are being spoken to you. See, this is the principle on which all of creation rests. See, God became man so that man can become God. Or God became man to give man the opportunity to create, or to give man the creative principle of God. See, the kingdom of heaven is within. See, we all have created our personal worlds, W-H-I-R-Ls, based upon our personal words. That creates our personal world, W-O-R-L-D. How is it all done, though? Through your imagination. See, if you are experiencing poverty, if you are experiencing sickness, if you are experiencing ignorance, if you are experiencing a bad relationship, you are either consciously or unconsciously maintaining a mental disposition that is equal to that experience. See, most of what I talk to, they don't realize that thoughts control things. Most of what I talk to, they don't realize that thoughts control your beliefs. Your beliefs impact your imagination. Your imagination creates your world or your swirl or this harmonious arrangement. And that W-H-I-R-L inside of your body creates the W-O-R-L-D outside of the body. So the only cause for the condition of your reality is your conscious or unconscious thoughts. See, if you think about what you're feeling right now, where does that feeling come from? Are you feeling sad? My question is why. Are you feeling happy? Why? Are you feeling healthy? Why? Are you feeling wealthy? Why? Why are you feeling the way that you're feeling? Because two or three are not gathered together in love, because his name is love. So if you want to create your reality, you got to put your mind, your heart, and your will in an environment of love, and they must maintain or they must align with God's will. Now, Jesus said it this way when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Father, take this cup. Now, notice he said cup from me. Now, a cup, if you notice, is like a U. It's something that if you take a cup and you put energy, direct energy into the cup, it hits the bottom of the cup, it turns and it comes up outside of the cup. So a cup represents like a boomerang or reflection. So whatever you put into the cup comes out of the cup and it hits you. That's the people in your life. They're just cups. So Jesus said in the garden, he says, Father, take this cup from me. But then he said, hold up, time out. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Jesus said, I'm going to align with my design so that way I can stay connected to God's mind. Where two or three are gathered together in my name. So if you gather together but you're not gathered together in his name, guess what? Your dog will not hunt. There's a lot of people who have their mind, their heart, and their will all on the same page, but there's no shin, there's no teeth in their heart. What does that mean? Their toes are not curled. What does that mean? They are not in. Now, God is love. He did not create love. He is love. You cannot be in God and not in love. Let me make sure you understand. As soon as you get rid of that fear, what is fear? Fear is minimizing your design. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Right now, you don't believe you. I told you who you was when I gave you a Dear Kinney report. You don't believe it. I know you don't. I know. I can sense it in my spirit. You don't believe it. You're like, nah, Brother Will, that's not me, brother. I know you don't believe it. Why? Because you ain't doing it. You don't believe your design. How do I know? Hell, it took me 20 years to believe mine. So I just, how long have we been talking? How long have you been a part of the life management system? How long have you had your Dear Kenny report? I know you don't believe it because it's too big. When I read my report, I was like, there's no way in hell. I'm going to affect the globe with Christ consciousness, with love. I'm a 33. I'm called to the masses. So I'm going to take the love of Christ to the universe? How the hell am I going to do that? Just a poor black man from Forest, Texas. See, you and I, we don't believe our design. So therefore, we are not connected to God's mind. We're connected to a God, but it ain't the big one. It's the little one. So until, my brother, until, my sister, you connect, until two or three are gathered together in his name, you can't achieve what you believe because you really don't believe it. See, your gut knows that what you're saying to your heart, you ain't, come on, man. You don't believe it. Like, let's be transparent for a moment. Can we be honest with each other? Can we really be honest with each other? We don't believe our own beliefs and our own thought patterns. See, we see the world according to our fears, not according to our faith. See, the Bible states that when you pray, believe that you have received and you shall have it. How many of y'all do that? Okay, is it just me? Oh, okay, it's just me. Now, I want to believe it. I want to believe it, but it's like, okay, so God, you mean tell me I'm a multimillionaire? Yes, son, you are. God, you mean to tell me that every organ in my body functions according to its purpose? Yes, sir, it does. Father, you know, you mean to tell me that you are all-knowing, you are all-powerful, and you are all-present. Therefore, I'm a joint heir. I have access to everything that you have access to, so it's impossible for me to be ignorant. Yes, sir, that is true. Father, you said that you wish above all things that I prosper, being held even as my soul prospers. You told me that how can I love you who I have not seen, but I hate my brother who I see every day. Yes, sir, that is true. So I have been given everything that I need for life and godliness. Yes, sir, you have. So what is the problem, Father? You don't believe what I just told you. See, very few people have actually prayed in the manner that God prayed. See, it doesn't matter what you have been taught. You can change your belief, and you can change your circumstances in your life right now, today. The Bible states that when you pray, believe that you have received it now. Why in the beep are we walking around like we poor, broke, busted, and disgusted? The Bible says when you pray, when you ask, you should be acting as if right now. I don't give a beep what the bank says. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what your SAT scores are. I don't care the status of your relationship. You are wealthy. You are healthy. You are wise. You are in a great relationship. You need to believe that now. If you do, you'll have it. But see, most of us, we've heard that before. We've actually believed or prayed it, some of us. We've even been in a position where we've been sick. I've been in a position where I needed money. I've been in a position where my marriage was gone, and I got it back, and I got money, and I got health, and I was ignorant, but now I got wisdom. I am living exactly what I'm teaching. I'm not teaching no shit since I read in the book. I am living it right now. I go from glory to glory to glory. I go from one box to another box to another. I keep going from bigger boxes until eventually I'm going to get to a box that's so big, it's the same box that we call God, the grantor of destinies. I'm going to be in my God-ordained destiny, my dear Kenia. Okay, Brother Will, that's great, dog. That sounds like some good stuff. How do we get there, brother? How do I create my reality right now? How does the law work? This law is identical to the law of what the Bible calls sowing and reaping, what we call cause and effect. It is impersonal. It doesn't care if you're fat or if you're skinny, if you're black or if you're white, if you're happy or if you're fat. It doesn't, or sad. It doesn't matter. This law is based upon universal spiritual law. It will bring into your reality anything that you can conceive in the three brains. Everything already exists. It's just a matter of you connecting your head, your heart, and your gut to the mental state, to a particular state. It's the ability of imagining with feeling what you would like to experience all day, every day, 24/7. The missing ingredient, feeling. You can picture it. There is not a person right now that cannot imagine themselves driving a new car. Is there anybody? There is not nobody right now that cannot see themselves in perfect health. You can it's real easy to picture yourself in a great relationship. It's real easy to picture yourself or imagine. Imagining it, anybody can imagine. But the missing ingredient, it is only what you imagine with feeling. Now, let me ask you a question. How does it feel to be a millionaire? If you've never been a millionaire, you don't know what it feels. That's the problem. So what do you got to do? You need to talk to somebody who's been there, done that. They can transfer their feeling to you. That's all I do. If you, as I've said, if you are the wealthiest person in your circle, you're in trouble. If you are the healthiest person in your circle, you're in deep trouble. If you are the wisest person in your group, ooh, God bless your soul. If you're the only person that's married or with all your friends, you can kiss the baby. You need to surround yourself with somebody that can transfer the feeling. The Bible says, let no man lay hands on you suddenly. Why? Because the Bible, God knows whatever's in that man is going to you. I don't let nobody lay hands on me. Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I used to. But you better be careful, brother. You better be careful, sister, that you know the spirit or the ruling disposition of any man, woman, or child that lays their hands on you. That's why the Bible says, let no man lay hands on you suddenly. That means you must take some time to ponder it. You just can't listen to anybody's teachings. Why do you think you're in the state that you're in? Do you know when you go to a conference, when you go to, you turn on the radio, when you listen to TV, that's the window to your soul. There's five gateways or dimensions. We call them the five senses. Do you understand that that is changing the pixels? Every time you listen to something that's contrary to something else, you will have cognitive dissonance. You got too many minds. Remember, where two or three are gathered together, oh, they're not together. You're not together, brother. I ain't talking about people outside of you. I'm talking about inside of you. Your head, your heart, and your gut, they're not together. Because if they was, your reality would be lining up with your mentality. Everything in my reality is the result of my mentality. And as my mentality grows, guess what happens? My reality grows. That's a problem and a solution. Now, let me make sure that we close with specifics. The law cannot be changed or broken. It always produces. Let me say that again. The law cannot be changed or broken. It always produces your fusion with a particular mental state that has a pixel and a feeling guaranteed to manifest in your reality. I would place everything that I own on that statement because why? God said he honors his word above your name, his name. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. You are pure consciousness. That's what you are. Your body changes. It's decaying, it's improving, your body changes. Your consciousness doesn't. The conscious mind forms your beliefs and your opinions. Your job is simply to do one thing, be aware of it. Your emotions such as anger and fear, love, doubt, joy, all of these are creative. Feelings, you must guard your heart. For out of it flows the issues of life. Your emotions that you allow to enter into your consciousness have to align with your design. Now, I am a didactic teacher. Any experience that I allow into my life that doesn't align with my image of a didactic teacher must go. Any state that I am experiencing and or that brings emotions of, let's say, fear, let's say loss, let's say doubt, that emotion doesn't align with my picture of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. My emotions are not aligning with my pictures. My feeling and my imagination is not the same. Therefore, my reality doesn't manifest. Brothers and sisters, tomorrow we'll continue with part two as I break down the I am statement and what that means when we say I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise, I am in a great relationship, and why I do not pray for stuff, why I just thank God I have stuff, why you must pray as if, why you must act as if, why you must feel as if, and you must see as if. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, the name represents the chakra of the heart, the feeling part. The heart amplifies with the law of exponentiality 5,000 times. Man, if y'all could wrap your brain around this. According to the website heartmath.org, whatever's in your gut and in your head comes to your heart, and the heart multiplies it by the law of exponentiality, meaning 5,000 times. It's amplified. You don't need no amulet. You don't need no damn stone. You don't need no freaking, you know, chi, no prana. You don't need no smelling salt. You don't need no freaking Luciferian circle. You don't need the triangle of Solomon. You don't need no tool. You don't need no technique. You don't need none of that. Now, can you use it? Sure. But do you need it? No. All you need to make sure is your head, your heart, and your gut is on the same page. Now, the page it should be on is the page that you're designed to be on. Now, everybody tell me, now, can you use this, what I'm telling you, to create anything? Absolutely. But I would recommend that you do what Jesus said. He says, hey, take this cup from me up. Well, hold up. Before you do that, nevertheless, not my will, but your will. My will was to be a professional football player. That was my will. I say, Father, I want to be a professional football player. He say, son, I got something better for you to do. I want you to take my love that I gave you and share it with the world. Well, when I was like 13, between the ages of 13 and 16, I got rid of that love, Father. He said, well, you might want to go back and get it, homie, because you are designed to love people. Well, I like hate. I like throat punching people. He said, son, you ain't designed to throat punch people. Yeah, God, but I don't know. You get more respect. You get more digits. Women like thugs. I want to be a thug. Negro, you ain't no thug. So I like, hey, God, you got me. You got it twisted, bro. I'm a thug. So he said, okay, you're a thug? So he sent me to Thugville. I went to work in an environment where thugs hung out. And I found out, contrary to my belief and my imaging and my feelings, I ain't no thug. Because I've seen thugs, they kill with no remorse. I got something called a conscience and compassion. He said, yeah, remember that design I told you about when you was 13 that you got rid of called love and compassion? You are 6 and you are 33-6. That means you're supposed to take that and you're supposed to share that with freaking everybody and their grandmother. You ain't supposed to be freaking sharing nothing but love, joy, peace, gentleness, because I shared that with you. If you can get that in your head, Brother Will, and get that in your heart, Brother Will, and freaking activate your gut, there is nothing you cannot achieve. So I started lining myself. I said, okay, Father, not my will. I put down my desires, and I picked up my mantle, my anointing, and started walking in my freaking calling. And if you do that, there is nothing that God has not already set aside for you that you will not operate in. The only reason that your reality does not line up with your mentality is your mentality is not connected with God's. So once you align with your design, you are connected with God's mind. That's when the two come together. And then when you add the three, you got the Father and the Son. Then when you add the Ruach or the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit, then it teaches you and it leads you into all truth. You got two. You got your head and your heart, but you need your gut. You need the intuition. You need the Ruach. You need the Pneuma. You need the Holy Spirit. If you get that, brother, if you get that, sister, I guarantee you, as God is my witness, everything that lines up with your design is going to manifest in your mind, because your mind is connected with God's. And your mind, M-I-N-D, is your mind, M-I-N-E. That's where you go and you dig for gold. It's all in your brain. My brothers and my sisters, we'll continue tomorrow. I want to try to wrap it up today, but I want to make sure we don't leave nothing out on this one, because this is very important. Tomorrow we continue with Matthew 18:20. For where there are two or three gathered together in my name, this ain't got nothing to do with people outside of you. This got to do with your head, your heart, and your gut. Where two or three, preferably three. Why? Three, one standing alone is easily defeated. Two standing back to back can conquer, but three, a three-stranded cord is not easily broken, according to Ephesians chapter 4, I think it's verse 12. I want to make sure that all three are gathered together in his name, which God said, I've written my laws, my name on the hearts and the minds of my people. They're not on tablets of stone any longer. If you can take those three, put them in your heart, and amplify it out through the world, there's nothing that you cannot achieve. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gonna do this even after death. I'm gonna do this even after death. You can't match my depth. I'm gonna do this even after death. I'm gonna do this even after death. You can't match my depth. All you haters, get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it, let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive, ain't it like a dry heat? Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift for gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the God, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give him a check. Yeah, I'm so chest with it popped out like, yeah, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, Super Saiyan like a Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances.